This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, homeschooling with preschoolers in the mix. Certainly one of the biggest challenges facing a homeschool mom or dad is trying to teach with little ones underfoot. You might have laid out the best plans in the world, but those plans might never become a reality if you fail to consider the preschoolers in your home. They can be quite distracting to both mom and the other children who are trying to concentrate on their studies. Now, don't get me wrong, preschoolers are a great blessing. They just add another dimension to your planning. So here are five great ideas compiled from several homeschool moms for homeschooling with preschoolers in the mix. Idea number one, spend time together first. Make sure you do something scheduled with the preschooler first. After breakfast, while the older children do their chores, spend time one-on-one with your preschooler. Read together, talk, snuggle, play. Fill up his emotional cup. Once that preschooler feels like his tank is full of mom, he's much happier and willing to do other things while you spend some time with his siblings. This is so important. And it will set the tone for the rest of the day. Idea number two, keep lessons short. Short lessons are a key component of the Charlotte Mason method, and especially crucial when homeschooling with a preschooler or two nearby. A little one can learn to play quietly for 15 or 20 minutes, but the longer you stretch that lesson, the harder it will be for him. So help him develop the habit of not disrupting a lesson by keeping the lesson time short. Idea number three, include your preschooler whenever possible. Even young toddlers can sit in on hymn study and scripture memory and picture study. They can participate in handcrafts and art, and they would love to accompany everyone outside for nature study. If you need help with doing any of those particular Charlotte Mason methods, check out the links in the show notes. If the three-year-old wants to do math when his older brother is doing math, you can get him some simple objects for counting and let him do math. Idea number four, assign baby breaks. For those subjects that would work better if the toddler weren't involved, have the older children take turns interacting with the little one. They can read books together, work puzzles, play games, watch educational videos from the library, or play with something in a school time container. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. The thing is, as you set up that schedule for who will watch the preschooler, here's a great tip a mom once told me, and I thought it made a lot of sense. She said, pair the toddler with the younger children earlier in the day. Then as the day wears on and the little one becomes, shall we say, less cooperative, pair him with the older ones or the ones who are better at entertaining and distracting him. If you don't have extra older siblings, you might try doing the subjects that the toddler can join in the morning and then do individual work during nap time. Or you might check at your church and see if there's a college student or an older woman who could come spend a couple of hours in your home, keeping the little one occupied while you focus on the teaching. Now, idea number five, create special school time containers. Set aside some special activities that are allowed only during school time. For example, play clay, crayons, scratch paper, building blocks, lacing cards, rice with measuring cups, self-adhesive foam shapes, stickers, construction paper, aluminum foil to mold into shapes, items to sort, ring-shaped cereal to string on yarn, magnetic letters, other special things like that that the little one doesn't usually get to play with. Your local dollar store is a great place to find items for these containers. Put the special toys in special containers and bring them out only during school time as a special treat. Don't give all the toys at once, but dole them out one at a time, taking the old activity away when you give the new. And make the rule that the child must put all the items back in the container before trading it in for a new one. If a container loses its appeal, set it aside for a few months and then put it back in circulation. It can be a challenge to keep those little ones occupied and happy while teaching the older ones, but it can be done and has been done successfully by many, many homeschooling parents. So lay out a plan for your family with a healthy combination of attention and love mixed with benevolent authority and boundaries. And you too will be able to not just survive, but thrive with preschoolers in the mix. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes store. Thanks for listening.